This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. We're talking about no other than Renova Health, Inc. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol RNVA. And with us today is the president and CEO of the company, Mr. Seamus Leggins. Seamus, welcome back to the show.
Everett, thank you for having me back. It's been, I actually hadn't realized, it's been nearly 3 months.
Yes. You know, I imagine there's been a much need for rural health care right now going on with so many beds being filled up in so many hospitals. How does the current coronavirus pandemic affect your business, and will your hospital benefit from the hundreds of millions of dollars that the government is announcing as aid to the healthcare sector?
So, first of all, there is an expectation for a large increase in people visiting the ER. We actually had our first suspected coronavirus patient yesterday evening, taken the tests and sent them off for confirmation. Hopefully not, but that's indicative of what's going to happen in the near future. So, you know, look, all our hospitals, like any hospital, has an infectious disease policy that, you know, typically well-utilized or easy to manage a very small number of people. But if there is a large influx of people, then it's going to put a lot of pressure on these small hospitals. You know, also creates a lot of concern for the employees. You know, many employees that are you know, support staff, perhaps not nurses or doctors, they don't want to be in an environment where they can contact this virus. So it's going to create a difficult situation where, you know, it's going to be costly to keep these facilities adequately staffed. You know, with regards to the financial aid, you know, that's a very live situation. There are a lot of announcements, and we actually have a couple of people that are focused on trying to figure out, what exactly is being provided. I was told in the last couple of hours from, you know, one of our bankers that it's going to take a couple of days for real clarification to come through on that. You know, the hope is that we can avail of any assistance and, beef up our support to the community through this period. There does appear to be a little uncertainty about whether investor-owned hospitals will qualify for the same level of assistance. I'm sincerely hoping that, you know, that is not the case, because I don't believe an investor-owned hospital is any less important for the provision of services, you know, than any other hospital. That will evolve over the next few days, Everett.
Right. I see from your recent SEC filings that your reverse split, well, it's in process right now. And what is the time frame to have this completed? And do you expect this to open the door to additional capital that you might need to take your business further down the road?
So we're trying to get this complete in the immediate future, and you know, the main reason is to try and secure adequate capital to make our business work. You know, this is something we've been working on for a while. You're aware from our calls at the end of last year, it was, you know, but getting compliant, getting our financial statements out there. This really is the, you know, the final hurdle, the final step in trying to access capital. We believe that the business is very well positioned to grow. You know, we have the pieces, we have ownership of hospitals, a little cluster in a very close geographic location, a lot of synergies, a lot of savings, but we do need the capital. We do need to secure some additional capital. So as soon as we can make that happen, I would like to hope that, you know, within the next month, just watch this space on that one, Everett.
You know, and I know that I'm putting you on the spot here, but what do you think are your biggest risks for the next, say, 3 months? And is there anything that you can do to manage those risks going forward?
Look, you know, the risks, they come into two things, our staff and financial. Back to the comments I made earlier, you know, this virus is causing a shutdown across a lot of areas, and even people in the healthcare sector are concerned. Having adequate staff to remain fully operational is a concern. I hope we can manage that and mitigate that risk. We do work with, and we've added a couple of agencies recently that we will work with to try and ensure that we can staff the hospitals adequately. And look, the second big one is the financial. I mean, all of this situation, it's putting a large burden on healthcare. There are increased costs already. You know, the protective equipment that the staff need. All those things are a little harder to get, a little more expensive. You know, you're going to run into overtime costs with staff that are spending longer hours. So, again, back to your previous point, getting this reverse done, accessing adequate capital to make our business work, all very important, Everett. I think we're entering a very interesting 3 months. I believe 3 months will tell us if this is going to be a controlled situation or a very, very difficult situation. You know, if it's not controlled, it really doesn't bear thinking about. And I know the government and everybody is working to, you know, keep control and maintain control. But it's an unknown. I mean, this is not something that anybody has any experience anywhere in the world of dealing with before. So 3 months is an interesting period.
Shane, before I let you go, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to leave some words with my listeners and your stockholders?
Hey, listen, we haven't been very active in the press recently, so it's always good to get on your show. We continue to be very determined to make our business work. A lot of little hurdles, and we believe we get over them, and we will get over them. So we're still here for the long term, Everett. We still believe that we have the pieces on the table to build a very robust long-term business model. Yeah, we have a few hurdles to overcome to make sure that that happens, but we continue to be very, very committed to success here.
My guest today has been Seamus Leggins. He is the CEO and president of Renova Health. You can find him on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol RNVA. I hope that you come back on the show here the next 40 or 50 days, give us an update, and more importantly, keep yourself safe and keep your staff safe. I mean, these are, you know, very dire times that we're in. And like you said, those people are on the front lines, and hopefully that nothing happens to them.
I appreciate that thought, and they will too. Thank you, Everett.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.